So you got Greta Thunberg, who wants to transform the West's oppressive and racist capitalist system. So can a system like socialism, Marxism, communism, capitalism, can they be racist? Let's keep capitalism on the side for a second. Socialism, Marxism, communism, what are those? Those are wealth redistribution programs. Does the wealth redistribution program care if you're black, white, Asian? Does it care if you're Italian? Does it care if you're Jewish? Does it care if you're male or female? No, it doesn't, because it wants to redistribute your wealth from you and take the product of your time and laboring energy and give it to somebody else at the barrel of a government gun. So the issue is it racist? Because racist is a form of immorality, but it is immoral in that the people who are taking your money from you don't want their money taken from them. That's what makes it immoral. So we have to get back to the foundation of do to others what you would want done to you. Conversely, don't do to others, i.e. socialism, communism, Marxism, what you wouldn't want done to you. But capitalism is completely different, because capitalism is basically a system in which private actors own and control property in accordance with their own interests. And it's governed by supply and demand. And the free market sets the prices in the interests and what best serves society. That's all capitalism is. Capitalism is, I've got a glass of water. You have a dollar. I want your dollar more than I want my current glass of water. You want my glass of water more than you want your dollar. The change is made. That's capitalism. Both parties benefit. If they aren't going to benefit, then they wouldn't engage in the transaction. And by the way, capitalism also includes another element. It's the lack of coercion. It's a voluntary interaction between two parties who agree on whatever the transfer is going to be, without a third party making them do something or not making them do something. That's all capitalism is. And when you mix anything into that, you start corrupting capitalism. So capitalism basically has four elements. Private ownership. It depends on competition, and competition is good because competition lowers prices and increases quality. You've got minimal government intervention, and you've got the profit motive, which a lot of people have a problem with. But Greta doesn't have a problem with it because she's partaking in capitalism by pushing her brand new book. This is a book launch in London. But she's going to pivot from the climate change catastrophe. And remember what Rahm Emanuel said about crises. You never want a good crisis to go to waste. What I mean by that is it gives you the opportunity. It gives the oligarchs, the powers that shouldn't be, the opportunity to do something that they couldn't do if they didn't have that crisis, which leads people into fear, which brings us to the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They create, that's the powers that be, create or co-opt an existing problem, wait for the fear-based reaction, and then step in and find, you know, provide the pre-planned solution that they had waiting in the wings the entire time. It's just that the unthinking masses didn't know about it, and how fortunate for the leaders that men do not think, according to the guy with the funny mustache that you can't talk about. Again, this is from MSN.com. From a climate change campaigner to presenting a new far-left political agenda against racist capitalism. Racist capitalism. Meet the new Greta Thunberg. Ain't like the old Thunberg, it's the new Greta. Remember, they found her on a street corner with a sign, you know, protesting climate change. And just so happens these photographers happened to be there, and then they created this whole propaganda campaign centered around this little girl, this little Greta Thunberg. She cares about the planet, and they put her on airplane after airplane. I guarantee you, Greta Thunberg's carbon footprint is far larger than yours and mine put together, maybe even a group of us put together, which makes us more effective climate activists than little Greta Thunberg. Sorry to burst your bubble there, Greta, your carbon bubble. The 19-year-old Swedish activist has announced that, as well as tackling her usual area of climate action and awareness spreading, she has now thrown her weight behind defending the West's or defeating, she has now thrown her weight behind defeating the West's oppressive capitalist system. That's going to end up making her racist, by the way. Because some of these private property owners who are working according to their own interests and operating on supply and demand in the free market that's going to benefit society, most of those property owners, a lot of them, are Asian. A lot of them are Black. A lot of them are Hispanic private property owners operating under the capitalist ideology. So she's going to end up being racist by oppressing private property owners who are otherwise known in society as minorities. Put that in your hat and smoke it. Oppressive capitalism. There's no such thing as oppressive capitalism unless you use the correct word. And it's not capitalism. It's corporatism. Corporatism is where the government gets involved in capitalism and they start manipulating things. And now the free market ain't so free anymore. And now we're not operating on supply and demand. We're operating on legislative approval. We're operating under the auspices and under the power of special interests that get a hold of political parties so that those political parties can fund corporations. You can't have a corporation without government. Government is corporation, corporation is government, and corporatism is not capitalism because capitalism is free market. It's private property owners acting in their own interest because they want to profit and they want to put a product out that people want. That's the demand. By the way, supply and demand is powered by what? People. And it's not powered by people who are coerced or are forced to do something. It's undergirded and empowered by people who want to engage in the free market. They want the product that you have to sell. And you have the means by which to produce that product. And now you got competition. Somebody goes, hey, you know what? I can produce that product better and cheaper. And now you got competition going. Now prices are going to get lowered. And because there's competition, quality is going to go up. And society benefits. That's capitalism. And that's what Greta Thunberg doesn't understand, or maybe she does understand it, but the powers that shouldn't be, who might be pulling her strings, have her singing a different tune so that they can hoodwink the masses, the unthinking masses who do not know what's going on. And they're going to look into this girl's eyes and go, Greta can't be lying to us. She must be telling us the truth. So while she condemns capitalism, she engages in capitalism by launching her new book, calling for a system-wide transformation. At her book launch in London, she claimed that the world's current normal, dictated by the people in power, but the people in power, are the people in power controlling her? Because when you're pushing the climate change fear campaign and you got a whole bunch of people getting on board with it, who is enriched? Who benefits? That's the question we should be asking. Key bono, who benefits? Who's the beneficiary of this transfer of wealth and power? Because that's what climate change amounts to. There's got to be a transfer of wealth and power so that we can give the politicians and the special interests who support the politicians more money so that they can fix the climate. Which brings us back to the Hegelian dialectic, because how do we know that the biggest gross polluter isn't the government? Now the government's telling you and launching campaigns, telling you that you're the biggest carbon emitter when it's really them. How do we know it's not them creating the problem, waiting for the fear-based reaction and then stepping in to provide their pre-planned solution? How do we know? How do we know they aren't having, conducting covert operations with front men and now front women or front children? Little marionettes dangling on the screen being mascots for the powers that shouldn't be while the mascot is claiming to be against the powers that shouldn't be. So, dictated by the people in power has caused a climate breakdown. She said, quote, we are never going back to normal again because normal was already a crisis. What we refer to as normal is an extreme system built on the exploitation of people and the planet. If you are going to define, put some kind of definition onto the word climate change, wouldn't it be building a system that exploits people on the planet? Isn't the climate change mantra inherently exploitative? Is a system defined by It's a system defined by colonialism, imperialism, oppression, and genocide by the so-called global north to accumulate wealth that still shapes our current world order. There's nothing wrong with the accumulation of wealth. As a matter of fact, she's engaged in it by selling her book. What's going to happen? What does she have that other people might want? She has a book. So people go, I don't even know what this book, I don't know how much she's going to sell this book for. Let's say it's $29.95. So somebody's got $29.95 in their hand. She's got a book and she's like, I'll sell you this book for $29.95. And you go, I'll buy that book for $29.95. The exchange is made. So there's the supply and demand. She just engaged in the very capitalism that she wants to stamp out and call it and calls it racist. So is she saying that she's engaged in a racist ideology by engaging in capitalism? It sounds like it to me. You can't have both. It's one or the other, Greta. It is a system defined by, so is she engaged in colonialism, imperialism, oppression, and genocide? Because that's what she's saying. That's what she's laying at the feet of capitalism. Ms. Thunberg added, if economic growth is our only priority, then what we are experiencing now should be exactly what we should be expecting. Never revealing the fact that it's really not capitalism we should be going after. It's unrighteous, unholy, immoral, corporatism that is fueled by the corporate elite, not just private property owners who are seeking to make a better life for their family and a better life for their society by engaging in profit making and free market competition. We are still here, she tweeted, and we are not planning on going anywhere. Young people all over the world are stepping up and showing that our leaders messed with the wrong generation. Released last week, the book includes around 100 contributions from various climate experts, including, you know, a couple of these writers right here. Oh, Chief of the World Health, there he is, Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Chief of the World Health Organization. Well, we see where her backing's coming from there. Expressing views that seemed more radical than in the past, she added that the climate crisis, quote, has its roots in racist, oppressive extractivism. That is, did she come up with that word? Extractivism. Oh, did you know that when you wanted to sell that book to that person, you were engaged in extractivism, Greta Thunberg? That is exploiting both people and the planet to maximize short-term profits for a few. How many carbon credits did you use up to print one book? How many books did you end up printing up? How big is your carbon footprint, Greta? How you getting around these days? Oh, it's in a Tesla? How much fuel did it take to power that Tesla? People were quick to point out the political emphasis on social media, with one best-selling author saying, quote, this is proof that Greta hates capitalism for reasons that have nothing whatsoever to do with climate change. She's saying she hates capitalism, but she's benefiting from capitalism. Those clothes she's wearing, they came from capitalism. That cell phone that she probably has, whether it's an Android or an iPhone, came from capitalism. The TV monitors that she's looking into, or the TV camera she's looking into, she can appear on monitors all over the world. That comes from capitalism. Is there crony capitalism, which is corporatism? Yes. And does it get a little muddled every once in a while? Yeah, only if you don't understand what capitalism and rightly define what corporatism is. Michael Schellenberger, an American author, posted on Twitter that with the whole capitalist system Ms. Thunberg referred to has led to larger food surpluses than any point in history, average human life expectancy rising from 30 to 70, and a drop in total deaths from natural disasters. Ms. Thunberg told this BBC journalist during a question and answer for part of the evening that, quote, fascist movements offering easy, false solutions and scapegoats to complex problems are growing and becoming more normalized. So you've got Greta Thunberg. I don't want to wear this out or anything, but you got Greta Thunberg hypocritically, in my opinion, coming out against racist, oppressive capitalism, racist, oppressive, colonialist, imperialist, genocidal capitalism that she's engaging in to sell her book. If that's not hypocrisy, I don't know what is. If you haven't done so already, by the way, this message is brought to you by Straight Out of Excuses. If you haven't done so already, visit the store. 20% off of every design in the store. Shirt, hoodie, mug, cell phone case, thermos, whatever you want. There's 110, over 110 designs that you can choose from. 20% off everything in the store through November 6th. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel. Hit the bell notification icon. Give it a thumbs up. Share it with everybody you know. Don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. Please leave a comment, leave a like, share this with everybody you know, and I'll see you guys in the next video.